The City of San Elizario Urban Agriculture Project has launched City in a Box, a condensed version of their city-to-table program that provides residents free materials and training to grow their own desert vegetables. Here to tell us about this very cool program are Maya Sanchez and Octavio Hernandez. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you for having us.
So will you explain to us what your City to Table program is, and then we can jump into this super cool City in a Box situation?
Our City to Table program, what it is we actually educate our community members in crops that can be grown in this arid condition, meaning this region that we live in, and also educating them in how to live a healthy eating lifestyle.
So what crops grow here very well?
Some of our crops that we've been growing out here right now are radishes, or our season is coming to an end for lettuces like spinach, kale, tatsoi, which is a type of lettuce that can grow out here also. Those are some examples of vegetables or crops that can be grown out here in this region.
That's so cool. And I mean, San Eli, y'all figured out quickly how to capitalize on our whole agricultural community, because I mean, I see you all talking about the bees, and then now you've got this City to Table, and now this City in a Box. Is this just part of the plan to grow the city or the city's economic base?
Yes. So City to Table, besides educating the community, there's different aspects. So from a city standpoint and someone who has to plan for the future growth of the city, we're also talking about city beautification. So obviously, you know, there's a lot of people who struggle with weeds year after year, especially after this season. It was horrible.
Yes, it was.
So we're looking to introduce those arid adapted plants that would also beautify properties, but more importantly, it is an economic development driver. People who are participating in City to Table are also given the opportunity to grow an entrepreneurial business based on urban agriculture. Now, San Elizario, for those who may or may not know, has had a history of agriculture, and today that still exists on a much smaller scale than in past generations. And our current agriculture is based on traditional ag, the big ag, the farmers that own lots of property and acreage. We're growing specialty crops that will allow our farmers to grow sustainable and economically driven high demand crops with a lot less space and a lot less natural resources. So we partnered with Auburn University. We have a team working in Auburn who comes out here frequently. Now, a unique component of it is obviously, you know, we want to grow crops that do well in arid spaces. A lot of the crops cater to the types of diets that we have traditionally in this area, our family recipes are based on. But another great component is specialty crops that are more culturally and ethnically enhanced, especially Asian cultures. So we have a high demand market for culturally based product that we would be able to export. And it's quite an art form trying to figure out what would work well and what is going to be the crop that's in demand coming up next. And I know Octavio will be speaking about our primary crop that we're wanting San Elizario to be known for.
Okay, Octavio, what's the magic crop? Tell us.
One of the major crops, it's been known, not really here in this region, but is our husk cherry. So what the husk cherry is actually a fruit, but it comes from the tomatillo family. And a lot of us do know what the tomatillo is. Around this region, we use it for salsas and everything. But this fruit is actually something that's not well known, but is actually native to our region. So that's going to be one of our specialty crops that we're going to try to grow and actually make our own fruit. So we're calling it, you know, San Elizario's fruit.
So is it like, the tomatillo has the little leaves and you called it a husk cherry. So like, is it surrounded? Does it have the same kind of leafy surrounding that a tomatillo has?
So yes, that's the reason why they're called husk cherries, because they do have the husk that the tomatillos have also around it. But it's called the cherry. And I guess other names that are known for it is goldenberry or gooseberry.
Okay.
Which is pretty much the same fruit, but the actual name of it is husk cherry.
We're hoping to eventually grow the crop for seed. That's going to be our economic driver. However, there are already clientele and collaborators, not just in Auburn, but out of Clemson, who are wanting our berries because over in the South, it's a value-added good in the form of pies and jellies and jams and those types of products. It's actually being sold in Sprouts in some places.
Yeah, because the moment he said gooseberry, I'm like, gooseberry pie, like that. You were kind of able to put it together. Okay, so City in a Box, did this come together because of the pandemic, or were you all going to do it anyway and it's just good timing?
City in a Box actually derives from our City to Table. It's just at a smaller scale. It initially did derive from our bigger project, but also because of the pandemic, the current situation that we're in, it also provided the opportunity to actually launch this at a smaller scale. That way we can educate our community members, but at the same time, find a solution to the situation where there's food shortages, especially in fresh produce.
Yeah, because I mean, essentially you're empowering them to grow their own veggies at home.
Correct. We never intended it to be something that would be a complete source of all your fresh produce.
Sure.
It'll be a supplemental program, but we are hoping that a lot of people who participate will want to continue into the larger program of City to Table.
Yeah, and the other thing I'm seeing is that it's a good way to get the folks in your community to buy into the bigger program, because now they're aware of it. They've seen like this mini version of it and how it could just become this big thing that I think is where you're going. And that is so cool. So how does it work? I live in San Eli. I want to be a part of City in a Box. How do I get involved?
So right now, all they have to do is get in contact with us. Provide us your name, address, and phone number. If they're not part of the community, we really can't help them at this point. But from the looks of it, I think this program will probably expand out to other parts of El Paso County.
Yeah, we work with the County of El Paso's Economic Development Department on a lot of our ongoing projects. But City in a Box is one that we're hoping will be able to be kind of duplicated. And, you know, we're creating the model that will be able to kind of cookie cutter all over El Paso. Since we announced the launching of the program, we've been spending time collecting names of people who want to participate, of course, getting the supplies together. I believe we have close to 40 people who have signed up for the program. And beginning this week, we will start deploying that program. Now, of course, we have to be mindful of the social distancing. So we're really looking to have this all contained within one delivery in which our staff and our constituents don't have to interact at all, yet they'll have what they need to get going with the program.
So is the easiest way to go to the City of San Elizario's website and take it from there?
If anybody in San Elizario is interested, they could go ahead and contact me at 915-303-1134. Or they can send me an email at ohernandez, that's HERNANDEZ, at cityofsanelizario.com.
There you have it. If you live in the City of San Elizario and you're interested in the City in a Box program, you can find our friend here, Octavio, or Google through the city's website, and you can also kind of route your way there. Today, my guests have been Maya Sanchez and Octavio Hernandez. Thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you.
Thank you.